Okay, so I wanted to continue on with my last boo. So last one was kind of funny. Of course, we were talking about the shake and bake thing. But I honestly have to agree with emergency preparedness. We've had earthquakes knock out our telephone communications a couple of times here. Not for a very long duration. It's not like they're knocking out the lights and, you know, we're not in those, you know, cold, snowy states where your power has a tendency to go out all the time. But we're still in a very earthquake infested and hot state, hence the reason I call it the shake and bake state. Anyway, what I really wish is that they would offer, of course, there are a few people, there are a few places that will offer you CPR classes. How many of you guys, because I had been wanting to take a CPR class, and I've been asking people, how would you do that? Obviously, if you're blind, to me, that means nothing. You know, obviously, anybody could do a CPR class, but, you know, for those that did take a CPR class, how did you, for those who are blind, by the way, how were your teachers? Were they open? Were they receptive enough to teach you? Because I think that regardless of whether the person is blind or not, if you know CPR and you're the only one in a and if you're the only one that's in an area that has no one else and you know CPR, that could truly save a life. And I really think that people should take the time to learn it. I obviously haven't learned it, but I've been wanting to. And I asked a gentleman who came and did a lecture at our CCB meeting, I said, "Do you know of anyone who teaches CPR who would be willing to let me be a part of their class?" And of course, he never got back to me on that, but that was a while back. But he did a lecture on earthquakes because we are the earthquake state of the country. There are a couple others, I think, that suffer a lot of earthquakes, but as far as California, we are the earthquake place. And so, but we, I think that learning CPR is probably a very good thing to do. It's not probably, it is a good thing to do. But how did you do your CPR class, first of all? Was it difficult? And if possible, for those who haven't had a CPR class, it shouldn't be difficult to get involved with one. But my thinking is, couldn't they maybe adapt a CPR class? Because a lot of people use diagrams. As a matter of fact, yesterday, my professor,
Slide to unlock.
we had an interesting thing where he
Slide to unlock.
wanted me, or wanted the class really, to find some vocabulary words inside a our book that we're reading, and not only to define the word, you know, say what part of the speech it is. Is it a noun, an adjective, a blah, 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 blah. But he also wanted us to draw, like, have a graphical representation of the word. And I told him, I said, "Well, that's going to be a problem." And he goes, "Well, do you have anyone who can assist you?" And I said, "Well, my husband lives with me, but he's blind as well." So I almost wanted to say, "If you want, I could take a paper and draw squiggly lines on it. And that'll be probably
Recording button.
a representation of what goes on in my mind." But at times.
0:36.
But if
Pause
anybody
recording.
has any ideas about CPR and first aid, I think that would be good to teach anybody, especially people who are blind. Who's with me on that? Send me a DM for those who are blind who have or haven't taken a CPR class. What was your take on it? We need to find a way to make classes a little bit more adaptable, because I do believe that CPR can save a life, and anyone who is capable of performing it should know it. So, anyway, that's my opinion. Everyone have a great day. God